And now we're going to wrap up the hour with a little bit of sound advice from Nick Bruner. He's host of the music program Hey Listen. And I talked with Nick yesterday about his choices for some new music. All right, Nick, sad songs, surprising turns, and local artists.
Yeah, man, there's a handful of just sad songs that I have just been dwelling on for the past couple of weeks. And we're going to start with one of them by a San Francisco songwriter named Field Medic.
Bottle smile lover, she's just my friend. Thinking
How sad is that?
In the first phrase, mm-hmm. already the sadness is so strong. It makes me wonder what makes a good sad song, because I was thinking, is it his voice, his lyrics? Wow, I really felt that.
Yeah, I mean, it starts off, the whole record I love. It starts off with sort of a sparse and twangy Hank Williams vibe. And then it sort of turns into, by the end of it, it's got some more electronic synth and loops, and it kind of winds up like, you know, a band like maybe the Postal Service or something like that. But his voice, it's just so vulnerable and wavering, but it's strong, it's contemplative. I love it. I love it.
I don't want to sound cliche like all these vocal competitive shows on TV, but you want to believe it.
Yes.
And that's the thing about, for me, is his sadness seems so authentic. I really believe that he's hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree completely. I don't know. I feel like I've read any number of clickbait pieces on the web in the last couple of years about how this generation is obsessed with authenticity and da 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 da. I don't know. For me, it's just a feeling. I mean, like when I believe it or when it resonates with me, it's usually all it takes.
Mm. Are we going into more sad music?
No. We are going into a woman who's responsible for the saddest song I've ever heard, which I have linked to the blog for this edition of Sound Advice. Her name is Aldis Harding, and she is a New Zealand... she's been kind of couched as like a folk songwriter. I'm not sure how much I believe that agree with it myself, but the title track to her new album, Designer, is something I was not expecting.
Your angle with that visionary shimmer, a strange thing to roll out a spell.
Listen to Donovan.
Yeah.
That's a real sense that I get with listening to that track especially. But yeah, like Sunshine Superman or Season of the Witch, that kind of delivery that she has, it's sort of punchy and jaunty and playful. Got a strong Donovan vibe off of Designer.
I get it now. She's definitely your surprising turn, because if she went from the saddest song you'd have ever heard to that, which is really, you know, happy and light and playful.
I put in that record and I braced myself, and then I was pleased to find that it was she's kind of relaxed a little bit on that record, and it just sounds like she's in a better spot herself.
You're listening to Nick Bruner. He's the host of Hey Listen on Saturday nights, and you're listening to him on Insight with this week's Sound Advice. All right, where to next?
Well, you know, I'm frequently pegged as a music snob, for better or worse, Beth. It's just something that kind of comes to the territory. And if you notice, I'm a big fan of country and Western music. I have almost no use for what's on top 40 style country, like your Brooks and Dunns and most of like the big flashy main stage shows.
Right.
But I do love that sound, that twang. And so I was really surprised to find that Sub Pop had recently signed a artist who wears a fringe eye mask. He has a penchant for art house cinema. And before you think I'm describing an overly chatty Sacramento barista, I will tell you that his name is Orville Peck. Pretty classic sound. Right?
Yeah.
That came out this year.
Really? I hear a little Johnny Cash in there.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely some Roy Orbison.
Ah, Roy Orbison is on my notes as well. Oddly enough, like the Roy Orbison one wasn't the first association I made. It was Chris Isaak, like singing a country western ballad. That was probably when I had a different track. But
just a side note here, for as much as you like country, I have to say, you don't bring it in to Sound Advice as much as you might have. Really.
I wonder if it's not like a recent turn, because last year I put out an episode of Hey Listen that had like almost every song had some kind of callback to that, you know, kind of Western ramble sound. I'm going to start wearing spurs here before too long, Beth.
You would surprise a few people. Wear it with your orange sunglasses. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite records this year. It's called Pony, and it merits repeat listens. And I think just Orville Peck, which is a stage name, as you might guess, is just fantastic, especially for anybody who's even country curious.
Hmm.
Jump in on this one.
All right. We have time for one more.
Okay. This is a band called Taco Cat. They're out of Seattle. We're going to end in a happier place than we started this weekend. And I've been lucky enough to have been listening to this album for the last 2 weeks. It just came out a couple of days ago. It is solid pop fun.
That's a nice place to leave us this week, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like that one. I really dig it myself. Just start to finish, again, that record, too. It's rare that I put a record on and then don't skip a track. But This Mess Is a Place, the new Taco Cat record, it's been one of them.
Reminds me a little bit of Dog Party.
Oh, yes. I can see where you would make that association,
The sister sound. So when you find a record you like, mm-hmm. Is it the only thing you play for 2 weeks, as you just said, or are you rolling it in with a couple others?
I try to roll it in with a bunch of new stuff. Like, if I'll feature a record, and you'll have anywhere between 2 and 4 tracks over the 2 hours of Hey Listen. Sometimes it's just one that I absolutely love. It just kind of depends on what else is available and new and grabbing my attention that week.
All right, before we go, there is a big and becoming so popular concert coming up that I want you to talk about.
Ah, yes. So thanks to NPR Music, and I believe it's the 5th year of the Tiny Desk Contest, me and 2 other Cap Radio contributors, our intrepid intern Camille Escobedo and last year's concert headliner Lillian Francis, are sorting through the local entrants, and we are going to have a big, fat blog post going live very soon that highlights some of our favorites. And from those favorites, we'll also be picking 3 acts to play out in our garden on June 1st for the 2nd, I hope, annual Tiny Desk Sacramento show.
And just a heads up, that is a sellout concert. So I don't even know if tickets are still available at this point.
Tickets are, as of this recording, not yet available, but the announcement will be coming very shortly, end of this week, I believe, that you can buy the remaining tickets that we have left. Last year sold out in a big, fat hurry. So, yeah, keep your ears peeled because we're about ready to make the announcement that tickets are on sale very, very soon.
All right. And again, it's June 1st.
June 1st.
In the Cap Radio Garden.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Beth.
And that was this week's Sound Advice. You can hear Hey Listen, hosted by Nick Bruner, every Saturday night from 8 to 10 on Cap Radio. And we have one more special programming note. Tomorrow at this time, at 9 a.m. and at 7 p.m., I hope you'll tune in for a program called After Paradise. It's the last program in a series from North State Public Radio in Chico, and it commemorates the 6-month anniversary since the beginning of the campfire. Again, that's tomorrow, right here at Cap Radio at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Anthony Van Hook. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. And Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're going to close the show with more of the music that you heard in my conversation about the documentary Bacasso. This is the title track, Bacasso, and the film again is at the Guild Theater in Oak Park tomorrow night, May 10th at 8 p.m. So check it out online and enjoy the music.
Yeah. So, esto se llama Bacasso, profano bembea de Wiro, heredero de la conga, yo soy un martillo fino, música de negro fino, afrocubano el estilo, santiaguero, sandunguero, guerrero como los maceos guajiro, un sonido palestino que dice quién somos y de dónde venimos, para los bailadores del mundo, otro para los afrolatinos, fuego, 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 fuego hermano, este ritmo suena bueno hermano, bendecido por el cielo hermano.